What are you gonna do?
Oh, okay. Now it's
better. It fucks up the TV. So then Seth MacFarlane up there talking, and we're fucking him up.
We're not fucking up. Seth MacFarlane can fuck himself up.
The turtle's fucking his TV up.
Us conspirators, the conspiracy of the insignificant. Men, I'm very proud as your bizarro general.
There you are.
Thank you, General.
Oh. So tell them about the event we performed at here. You know,
it was autoerotic asphyxiation on a corpse. We basically wrapped a plastic bag around its neck.
I'm talking about the musical performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
After
part.
We fucked the thing, it started emitting these sounds that were just unbelievable. Kind of the cross between aged beef, acetylene, and a bagpipe.
Oh, man.
Excellent description. Dead on.
Exactly. Dr. Panasofsky is here as well. The three co-conspirators. So we wound up being asked to play at Delmas Howe, the artist's send-off.
Yes. I wish Art Kelly could have been there because it was out of the closet.
It was out of the closet. They were cowboys and undies.
There was, yes, everyone there was out of the closet, it seemed like. It was
a huge show. The show is going to be on CNN in about... It'll probably make it by, like, April 15th, 20th.
Well, March 13th is his art show.
Yeah, so
opens.
It's going to make CNN by about the 20th. It's going to say, crazy art show in New York.
It's going to be big news.
If somebody shows up and slashes a painting or kills
his
himself,
Stations of the Cross in a cowboy homoerotic... motif.
Well, here's the deal. It represents, in New York City, there is a really big gay underculture that hung out at the wharfs.
Okay.
Near the wharfs.
Yeah, they used to cruise right down there at the... Yeah.
When the wharfs burned in the 80s,
right.
AIDS kicked in and everything else, and they burned the wharfs down, it represented, in this thing, to them, the end of an era. And so, all of the Stations of the Cross take place on the wharf during... and before and after the burn. So you see pictures before the wharf, you see the wharf on fire, and it all takes place during the Passion. Is the backdrop of the Passion is the burning of the wharfs in New York City. So if you're familiar with the whole club scene of the late 70s...
You know how hard that's going to hit? It's not going to take a week. It's going to open on the 13th. People who in the know are going to know about it ahead of time. And it... Oh, boy. Well, we got to play at his sending off, and we played our loungiest, and I think some interesting musical stuff.
It was rich.
Yes, it was very good.
And let's, without any further ado, share the first 25 minutes or so, and then the next podcast will have more. And all of this is copyright, and it's Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratory.
It's also copy wrong.
That's right. In association with the new Bizarro Army
Quartet.
The new Bizarro Army Quartet.
LLC.
You got it.
Thank you. Maybe he can arrange some
right.
Good to see you. Anyway. whatever that is.
We'll get here.
Are you bringing pencils?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is perfect.